Hey, welcome back. Today, I want to talk to you about something that I think is one of the most underrated skills in leadership. And I'm going to start with a quote that's been sitting with me lately. It's from the French philosopher Simone Weil. And she said, "Attention is the rarest and purest form of generosity." I love that. Attention as generosity, not just as a skill, but as a gift. Just hold that thought because I'm going to come back to it. A couple of weeks ago, I wrote about being a student of humanity and I did a little podcast about it. I'll put that in the show notes. It's all about why genuinely paying attention to what makes people tick is a fundamental leadership practice. But here's the thing. Studying people over time is one thing. Operating in the moment is something else entirely. What about when the heat's on, when you're leading a group conversation and it turns south? We've all been there. What about you're in a tricky one-on-one and you need to tread really carefully? Have you ever missed the moment? You know, something happened in a conversation, in a meeting, and you go, wait, what just happened there? And from that point on, you're playing catch-up. I know I have, and more times than I'd like to admit. You know the feeling. So there's a reason that this is getting harder. Johann Hari, he wrote this brilliant book called Stolen Focus. Make sure you check that out. He makes the case that our capacity for sustained attention is being systematically eroded. It's by technology, by pace, by environments where we've built this busyness around us. And leaders aren't immune to this. If anything, the pressure on leadership, I reckon, makes it worse, which is exactly why treating attention as a deliberate practice, something you actually work on, matters so much right now. So what I want to share with you today is a framework that's helped me sharpen my attention in the room so I can read what's happening and respond well when it matters. So in my experience, when I'm speaking, facilitating, or coaching, I've come to see that there's four distinct ways of paying attention. Think of them like four lenses, the ones that I'm continuously looking through when I'm working with people. And I've got a diagram of these on the show notes, and you can check them out. And it's also on the blog post that comes with this piece. So you can check out that as well, all in the show notes. But I'll just walk you through them now. So the first lens is called the personal lens. This one's about you. It's you looking at yourself. So in any given moment, how aware are you of your own state, your language, your behavior, your emotions, your energy, and how all of that is landing on the people around you? Here's a little experiment. Can you name exactly what you're feeling right now as you listen to this? Not just good or not so good. Be a bit more specific. Are you relaxed? Are you distracted? Are you a bit flat? Are you quietly energized? I reckon this is harder than it sounds, by the way. But if you can accurately name your own state in any given moment, the more genuinely you can connect with the people you're with. And the more you're tuned into your impact on others, the more you can consciously shape what happens next. Okay, so that's the first lens, personal. The second lens is relational. So this one's about them, the people you're with. If I ask you to describe the vibe of the last meeting you sat in, how would you describe it? The relational lens is about the dance, or dance if you're in Australia, of a conversation. Who's engaged? Who's holding back? Who's dominating? What's not being said? It's paying attention to not just to the words, but to what's underneath them. Okay, so we've talked about personal, which is focusing on you, relational, which is focusing on them. The third lens is directional. This one's about the conversation itself, how it's tracking. And you know, we've all been in those meetings that just go round and round and round in circles. You know, they burn time and goodwill in equal measure. And the directional lens asks, well, are we on track? Are we in the weeds? Are we staying too safe and abstract? What's moving things forward? What's getting in the way? Okay, the fourth lens. The fourth lens is called contextual. This one's about what's shaping how people are showing up, which is often invisible stuff. Context matters more than most of us acknowledge. You know, it's the tired team member. What's happening for them at home? that pre-reading that only went out yesterday, so no one has actually had the time to read it yet. Or maybe it's the organisational change that's quietly unsettling people in the background. Now, you might not be able to change the context, but you can take it into account and adjust your approach accordingly. When you use these four lenses together, personal, relational, directional, and contextual, you get a much more complete picture of what's actually happening in a room. And when you can see and name what's happening, you're in a far stronger position to shape what comes next. Which brings me right back to Simone Weil, attention as generosity. When you're genuinely tuned in to yourself, to others, to the direction you're heading, and to the context around you, that is a gift to the people you're leading and to the work you're doing together. So let's get practical here. I've created a little free one-pager that goes deeper on each of those four lenses. They're practical tips and guiding questions that you can use in your next meeting or conversation. I'll put the link in the show notes for you there too. My suggestion right now, though, is pick one lens for your next week, just one. Use it deliberately and notice what you pick up that you might otherwise have missed. And here are three questions worth sitting with as you go. Which lens do you draw on most naturally? And which one do you tend to neglect? Think of a conversation that didn't go so well recently. And with hindsight, which lens might have helped you most in that moment? And finally, what would it mean for your leadership to be genuinely, consistently tuned in? Love to hear what comes up for you. You can always drop me a line, hello@digbyscott.com. Also, I always love it if you could share this episode. Get it out to people that you think would be helpful. I'm sure you've got someone on your mind right now that you think, yeah, they could probably dial up their attention a little bit. One way or the other, thanks so much for listening. I'm Digby Scott. This is Dig Deeper. Until next time, go well.